Today on Piano Jazz, Marianne McPartland's guest is pianist and singer Miss Patti Bone, on a program originally broadcast in 1980. Miss Bone studied classical music through her school years and played with local symphonies in Seattle. However, in the 1950s, she began playing jazz, which evolved into a lifelong career, during which she became known as the swinging pianist in the Quincy Jones Orchestra, as well as composing for film and television. For the last 37 years of her life, ending in 2008, she was a regular at the Village Gate nightclub in Greenwich Village. She begins today's program with a piano solo called I Love You More Today Than Yesterday.
My goodness, Patti, all that energy. Terrific. That is,
oh,
where'd
it's
you
good
get
to
all
see
that
you,
energy?
Marianne.
It's good to see you, honey.
Oh.
I'm glad that you could come.
It sure is a joy to be here with you.
Now, what is that tune? That's a pop tune, isn't it?
Yes, that's something I learned from my son.
What's the name of it?
I Love You More Today Than Yesterday. And I mean that from my heart.
I was just thinking the same thing. But of all the tunes to pick, that's one that they sing, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't know.
Some kind of way I like that song, because some kind of way I like things that give something back to people. Some kind of way I like to give something back, because I feel people give me so much, too.
Did you learn that off the record?
Yes, I just kept hearing the record, and some kind of way I found myself humming it.
That's well, how you learn things. But you learn things by ear, same way as I do.
Yes.
Although you read a heck of a lot better than I ever did, because I know you played with Quincy Jones for so many years and all those record dates.
Well, that's a kind of thing. There's no books or any of that. You just start doing it. And I think maybe I was scared when I first started doing all of that, because I had come from Seattle and I had done some band experience, but not really traveling with people famous in the jazz situation. And I was very grateful to have that job, because it was like my first major job, you know. And
you mean when you came to New York?
When I came to work with Quincy.
Oh.
I had done some other gigs around town, but I hadn't been able to get into the jazz clubs as much when I first came here. And then a while after I traveled with Quincy, I was able to come around and work a few places. So it's like it was a period, I think, when there weren't that many women, you know, out here.
And I was thinking that, and it was hard.
You know, you remember those days, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
And men didn't really respect us. Like, we got there because we were pretty and we were cute, not because we had spent some time trying to learn what we were doing.
Right. No, you never thought about that.
Yes.
Thank goodness all that stuff is pretty much in the past. I think it's much better now, don't you?
Oh, it's wonderful to be part of an age, you know, like where you see so many women playing. And I think it's really a beautiful time. It's a tribute, really, that a lot of women have talent and they are giving vent to it, because I think women always had the talent.
But it's been there all the time.
They've been like raising babies, and you know, and I have a son, and I know.
So you raised yours.
Yeah, so it's the same thing. You know,
he
you go to
you that song.
Yes, I couldn't move out on the road, and so I had to find ways to survive, you know, over the years.
But you know, seeing you at Carnegie Recital Hall last year did my heart good. See you out there doing that one. That was really a wonderful concert.
It was a joy to see all my friends there. I looked around through the room and I felt just like I was playing for my friends.
Well, you were.
Yes.
You were. You were so good that day.
And it's always been a joy to know you and be a good friend of yours, because over the years we've had such fun. I can remember how many nights, crazy times we got together and went to play two pianos.
I know. Well, we're going to do that tonight. But before we do, I want you to do another solo, because
yes,
you were doing something before that was knocking me out. And I know Giant Steps, John Coltrane's Giant Steps, is a favorite of yours. But I've never heard anybody play it the way you do.
Well, you're so such a nice lady. You
and I know you love
so
to do
sweet
it
to everybody.
No, not really.
Yes,
no.
You are. You've always been my honey over the years.
All right, give us a little Giant Steps.
All
just
right,
just play the your version. It's too much. No, I think Coltrane would have loved that.
Oh, I hope so.
Gee, I mean, you really, there's some things you do in there that I want to steal, like, see. Well, I don't know. I was just thinking, I wonder who her influences were, who she first listened to.
Duke Ellington.
Oh, haven't we all?
Yes. The first record I think I had was Chelsea Bridge.
Really?
Yes. I remember that. That record had me just going, what those saxophones were doing.
Yeah. See, I can see how that would get you. Yeah. Got to talk about big band piano. I mean, that's really the word for what you do. You just cover the whole scene.
Well, you know, big band piano, surprising as it is, it's playing, learning when not to play, too. Because surprisingly, the timbre of the piano is as such that when you're playing something and you're playing something that maybe is at the same time played by the brass section. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you may have to do that, like on a part. Mm-hmm. But many times it's learning when to fill in and when to feed some kind of rhythmic lick.
Yeah, because sometimes people are looking for that, aren't they?
Yes.
Like the soloist is definitely looking for...
And most people overplay when they do it, I think. Artfully, you see the most eloquent people doing it, like Count Basie and, you know,
well, of course,
the old greats.
He's the man. Like when it, I always think of him. He said, didn't he say something like, when in doubt, leave it out?
That's right. Oh, I
don't, probably was him.
But leave space.
Yeah, you've got to leave space once in a while. Because I don't know, that's always been a kind of a fault of mine, to fill up every hole. I'm always trying not to do that, you know.
And also how to accompany somebody and make them feel stimulated, but get out of their way.
Yeah.
You know, don't pressurize anybody. That's an art form.
Yeah. Well, we can do that for each other, because after talking about Duke...
Oh, I'd love it.
Here we come with a Duke Ellington tune that I'm crazy about. Not everybody plays this one. What am I here for?
Oh, I love it.
This was TV. I wish everyone could see the expression on your face.
Me?
sort of ecstasy. You must have enjoyed doing that.
I did. I had a great time, didn't you?
That's the best tag I ever heard.
It's such fun to play with somebody and you that you love, and also that you can think and not have to talk together, maybe, and you talk to each other.
Maybe we should put out a bulletin. This is where the tune ends and the tag begins.
Just play tags. That's a nice idea.
Yeah, but that would be fun. You know what I love to do is just play the verse of Stardust. Oh. I did that the other day, and the bass player was looking at me very strangely, because I just didn't want to play the rest of the tune. And I played the verse, and then he started getting ready for the chorus, and I didn't go into it. I played the verse again.
Oh.
You know, then I improvised on that.
Yes.
For hours.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's such a pretty verse. Who needs the tune?
Exquisite.
It really is.
Exquisite. Oh, you must play that for me sometime.
Oh, all right, Patty the composer, you know, like on that tune, you were composing new things, tunes of your own, which you have several of.
You're feeding me so many nice ideas.
All right, you know what my favorite tune is that you wrote. I always nag you for this one. In fact,
I have no idea.
The day at the concert, I remember I screamed out, aren't you going to do Guan Train? And by that time, the concert was over, you know. But you're going to do it today. You have to. Now.
Right now, for you.
Yes.
All right.
a great piece. It really is. Now, you have a big band arrangement on that.
Oh, yes, I do.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Can I get a hold of it sometime?
Yes.
I love that thing. I should love that.
Would you like
that.
To play that?
Let's see.
You got it. Right.
Oh. I'm not
you
gonna,
got it.
I'm not gonna. No,
that's
I haven't.
Fabulous.
But I should get the sheet and learn that. That thing fascinates
I'll get you a
me.
Sheet.
I haven't heard that for years. You know, when I last heard that was when you and I played two pianos up at the Ed Simons house.
Oh, I remember that
two
night.
Two pianos. It's so hard to find a place with two pianos. Isn't
we must
it?
Do that again. I really would like to do that.
We've got to. I tell you that this has been an absolute ball. It really has.
It's always a joy to see you. But and to play with you is even more an added joy.
This is special. But anyway, I'm going to...
Thank you for inviting me. It's very, very nice of you.
I tell you, I've looked forward to this day for, well, ever since I knew you were coming on the show.
I have, and I want you to know I showed, too, just like you said.
Are you going to show up?
And yeah, you said, are you going to... She had the nerve to call me, this Miss McPartland, and said, are you going to show up?
Well, you know, I guess I sort of worry about things like that, but... Anyway, because
as much
people
as
do
I
that
love
to,
you, you know I'm going to show up. I'll
people
show
do that to me too.
With the measles, the flu, something, but I'm going to be there. I ain't going to miss a time to play and us to have fun together.
Listen to this. Now, this is going to be fun. I can't title it because it's just a boogie woogie or something. See, I'll hate myself for this because I probably can't keep it going.
Oh, good.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.